This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. If you were with me yesterday morning, I opened up this topic of people feeling abandoned. And that can happen to anyone. After the death of a loved one, we can feel a sense of isolation. Why did that person die and leave me all alone? And then I also introduced yesterday the topic of being abandoned by God. It was King David who wrote the words from Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, Lord? And of course, there are other occasions when this happened, not only to King David, but also to Job, well known in the Old Testament, Job, who lost so much, who suffered so much. And it was almost like his whole world was just completely turned upside down, that he had been abandoned. But do you know that the Bible says in many, many occasions that God does not forget and he does not abandon his children, because God hears the cries of all his children. God is particularly sensitive to the cries of those people who have been abandoned by everybody else, those abandoned in his name, or those abandoned actually for whatever reason. You and me, when nothing seems to be working, you know, when life's meaning and passion and purpose have dissolved, and it could well be that's how you feel today. Or there is a sense of oppression by our jobs, or lack of jobs, or overwhelming responsibilities that people have, or by no responsibilities. And as I've mentioned already, friends, spouses, companions who disappoint us. Even in the midst of all that, I just want to say today that God does not forget. Do you know that God shows up in whatever wilderness we find ourselves? He comes to bring water for our thirst, we could say, and he brings us his love for our deepest need. So when you have feelings that God has left you for whatever reason, and you vent those feelings, which is quite legitimate, remember that you're in good company of people like King David, Job, and Jesus himself, the Son of God. When you personally lose a loved one due to death or divorce, or they've moved away, there can be that sort of great sense of sadness, disappointment, and that you want to cry out to God. As I've said, it was certainly something that David and Job did. When you lose a mother or a father or a brother or a sister or a grandchild or a child, or in fact any experience of tragic nature, we feel the silent abandonment by God. Sometimes it's true, isn't it, that life is incredibly hard. Now let me just take a glimpse into history for a minute. Go back. In the worst and darkest days of human history, we know that Jesus, when he was on the cross, he faced death, this most horrific death. What about when the sky was blackest? For example, was it the 200 million people that were killed by Hitler, Stalin, and Mao Zedong? Was it the darkest time of human history? What about the 137 million people that were killed by the Black Plagues? I'm talking back to the 6th, the 14th, and the 17th centuries, a long time ago. What about the 100 million people in South Africa who were been infected with the AIDS virus? Or the 25 to 30 million people who were killed back there in 1918 in America by a flu epidemic. And of course, the 6 million Jews who were exterminated in the gas chambers during World War II. Or was it other occasions, 4,500 people killed in a battle during the Civil War in one day. Or September 11 that we remember so well, when over 3,000 people were killed. And then was it the day when the Son of God was executed, one of the horrific tragedies that we know, that Jesus clung to God, and the despair, the cry that he quoted actually from the Old Testament, my God, where are you? Why aren't you here to protect me? My God, why have you forsaken me? And here was Jesus clinging to God in his darkest hour. I think it's a great quote that was found in a ghetto in Poland in the Second World War that said this: I believe in the sun when it's not shining. I believe in the stars when I can't see them. And I believe in God when I cannot hear him. Thank you, Lord, that in the midst of darkness, despair, and abandonment, that you're there. Thank you for your love and your protection. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.